Hello there, Smash Notes listeners, and welcome to another episode of the Smash Notes podcast. Today, I'm going to go through the feed, through a couple of recent items, and summarize them for you to see what's interesting for you the most and let you know what you should listen to. So let's dive right into it. First things first is an episode with Ryan Peterson on the Y Combinator podcast, and Ryan is the founder of a company called Flexport, and what they do is they ship stuff around the world. Basically, anything that's bigger than a package that can fit into the back of a UPS truck goes on a freight shipment, which is what Flexport does. They connect billions of pieces of packages together and track them for you. Ryan had a couple businesses before that. He's done business in shipping before, but nothing has ever been as big as Flexport. So in this episode of Y Combinator podcast, he shares, you know, a little bit about his story, what Flexport is, how they do what they do, and his advice to fellow entrepreneurs. I heard this podcast first a couple years ago, and I thought it was really interesting. So I'm really glad we now have the notes for it on Smash Notes, and I suggest you take a look at the podcast yourself to see if any of the notes resonate to you. Things like, how did Flexport get its first customers? I'm not going to tell you. It's right there on the podcast. Or, what are the biggest lessons and startups that Ryan had learned? Or, how to raise money from venture capital? Here, I'll tell you this one. It's like, if the VCs don't want to give you money, well, go and make your own money. And then when you're making money, then VCs are going to line up asking if they can join you and come along for the ride. There's no better way to raise money than not needing the money. Anyways, really good podcast. Check out the notes. Next up is Ashley Matthews, aka Riley Reed, on the Portal podcast. And Portal is an interesting podcast with Eric Weinstein, where they discuss all sorts of topics that might be taboo or that have that have been silenced lately. So anyways, essentially here he's talking to a porn star, this girl named Ashley Matthews, who goes by the pseudonym of Riley Reed, who became a celebrity in the industry by basically doing everything that she was not supposed to do. Like, she didn't do a boob job, she didn't dye her hair blonde, and she did all sorts of other things that, were traditionally considered not the right path to become a porn celebrity. Anyways, they have a fairly interesting conversation about, how the government is basically trying to shut down the porn industry, what it's like to be in the industry, what people don't actually know about the industry, and little peculiar things, kind of like what's the difference between a movie set and a porn set, and really, like, there's not much of a difference, except a couple little things. So if porn is something you're into and you want to hear kind of a first-hand experience from a very well-to-do porn star, there's a very good podcast for you. Now, next up is Matthew Walker on the Joe Rogan Experience. It's the Joe Rogan podcast number 1,109. Matthew Walker, who is the quote-unquote sleep expert, and he talks about sleep being your superpower. And we've seen him on Smash Notes before in different other podcasts, but this one was Joe Rogan, also from a couple of years ago when he just became popular. But you'll see an outline of some really interesting sleep-related things there, kind of like, you know, should men get more sleep? The answer is yes. But why? You'll find out on Smash Notes. Or what happens during your REM sleep? Or, you know, what's the meaning of dreaming? Or what happens to your brain during hallucinations? Or how much sleep should you get? Or how does light impact our sleep and why? Also, if you've listened to a Joe Rogan Experience before, you know he's pretty much into drugs and alcohol quite a bit, and it's kind of fun to listen to Matthew talk to him about drugs and alcohol, because every time Joe Rogan goes into something saying, hey, isn't alcohol great, Matthew goes like, well, not really. And Joe Rogan goes, isn't drugs great? Matthew's like, well, not for your sleep. And he explains why. So that's kind of fun. Check it out. Matthew Walker, Sleep is Your Superpower. It's currently on Smash Notes feed, but if you can't find it there, click search. Go look in Smash Notes search and you'll find the episode. Alrighty, what do we have next? Next, we have Marques Brown, also on the Y Combinator podcast. Marques Brown is a YouTube celebrity who does a lot of reviews of different tech gadgets. And here he talks about what it's like to be a celebrity, how he does his reviews, how a new YouTube celebrity can kind of make a niche for themselves, what it takes to do all these reviews, what's interesting to people, what's not interesting to people, that kind of stuff. So if you like YouTube, if you have a YouTube show of your own, or if you like watching these videos, it's actually quite a fun episode because you'll get to hear Marques talk about what his life is like. Next up is Jeff Morris Jr., investing in post-COVID-19 future. And Jeff is an investor, and he talks on a Paradox podcast about his investment thesis, about, you know, what startups are doing now that the pandemic is kind of putting a wrench into everybody's wheels, what it's like to be an angel investor, personal top lessons in startups and product development from his previous experiences. Anyways, if you're an investor or a startup person and you want to hear more, startup-y type podcast, this is another great one. So Paradox Podcast with Jeff Morris Jr. Check it out and smash notes feed. Do you want me to keep going? I'll keep going. Just one more. Let's just do one more. Actually, a couple more. Let's do a couple more. So the next one is how to make $1 million. Lessons learned from 1,000+ investments. And that goes back to an episode with the founder of Sequoia Capital, Don Valentine, where he gives a couple really good pointers as to, you know, how to make money as a venture capital, what prompted him to start a VC firm back 50+ years ago when it wasn't that big of a deal. He talks about why Sequoia did not invest in Facebook and how Facebook has been paying for it ever since. He puts it in much better terms, of course. And then there's another really interesting bit in there about investing in biotech startups, why at some point Sequoia was investing in biotech startups and it didn't work out and they stopped that business altogether. And I think that's a really important piece because I bet you that's going to happen again in a bunch of different disciplines. VCs should probably hear that bit as to how Sequoia failed in biotech and why, and not invest in similar streams because going forward they'll fail just as badly. But hey, what do I know? I'm not a VC, right? But some of you are, so maybe you should check that bit out. All right, well, let's do one more. So last one is a podcast by Econ Talker. His real name is Russ Roberts. He's an economist, a professor of economics, and he's done some really interesting things in economics and trying to teach people economics in a very relatable, simple way. So in this last podcast, he talks about economics of trade and specialization. And it's one of his rare monologues where he just explains economics concepts. A fun fact, Econ Talk, the podcast, actually started as Robert teaching people economics concepts, but that was over 10 years ago. And when he ran out of economics concepts, he just started talking on the podcast about everything that was interesting to him and inviting guests, just learning through podcast. And many thousands of people followed along with him teaching and learning along the way. But this specific episode, he talks about just economics and concepts of prosperity, specialization, markets, and things like that. He answers are kind of like, well, here's an example. Why a property right the key to prosperity, right? Why should you own stuff? Or what drives trade and specialization? Or why are you better off in 2020? Why are we not just trying to do everything ourselves, but why are you better off actually specializing and being really good in one particular skill and not trying to do everything yourself? So that was a very interesting monologue from him, which I think is worth checking out. All right, that's it for today. And of course, as always, some of those episodes, if you check out them on smashnotes.com, there's going to be links to other episodes at the bottom or other segments that have related information that you might also find interesting. So come to smashnotes.com, check it out, listen to what you like, let me know, email me feedback@smashnotes.com and tell me what you thought. All right, I will see you next time, sometime in the next 7 to 12 to 24 business days, depending on how this lockdown goes. Hope you're staying virus-free and entertaining yourself and your significant others and kids. See you later.